This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Marketing and artificial profits are a huge factor in U.S. inequality. When I first read an email about Washington University's law professor Garrett DeGeest's book, Rents, How Marketing Causes Inequality, I thought, right on. Soaring rents for tenants are absolutely driving inequality in city after city. Actually, looking at the book was different, but perhaps more important. When DeGeest is talking about rents, he's referring to the artificial profits that would not exist in a free competitive market. The term rents originally did refer to tenants, of course, but as the term has aged from economist David Ricardo's initial argument, rents are now a major economic distortion. Professor DeGeest and I talked at length about his argument on Wage World recently. These rents, or artificial profits in his calculations, have grown from 20% of the U.S. economy in 1970 to more than one-third of the economy now. Most of these artificial profits have been collected by corporations and the rich, and they have put the mechanism to drive these fake profits in overdrive, making the economy a rigged game, to put it kindly. DeGeest points the finger at business schools and the dominance of their constant refrain about marketing. It would not be too far to state that past simple communication about the existence of a certain product, everything else is designed to create artificial profits for products that are virtually the same. Certainly, this is the heart of branding, as a process of convincing consumers that identical soaps, detergents, cars, and so forth worth more or less depending on the marketing. We shared examples from both of our brief experiences working in grocery stores and food supply businesses in our youth. Working at Louisiana Coffee Company in New Orleans in their warehouse and shipping dock, it was easy to see the exactly same blend of coffee being relabeled for the local market and plain labeled for shipment on a contract to provide coffee to our soldiers in Vietnam. DeGeest talked about weekly bonus specials at the store where he was a clerk. There were no price reductions. They just moved the items from one part of the store to another. These are rents or artificial profits, and once you start looking through DeGeest's lens, they are obviously everywhere. Part of DeGeest's case is that business schools promoting marketing have overwhelmed law schools, undergirding regulation and economic fair play. In leveling the playing field, he's not a fan of taxes, unions, or other potential economic actors because he believes in conditions for an ideal free market. So he's jaundiced on rebalancing what he sees as one problem for another. He advocates expanding the country's antitrust laws to put some sharper teeth in curtailing some of this, and generally stepping up the role of law and regulation in the economy. Good luck with that, with Congress and the President where they are today. Regardless, the guest's arguments deserve a hearing, and importantly, they give some names and faces to why inequality is continually expanding and making a myth of any arguments about so-called free enterprise being fair. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.